At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. We were just joined by Truth Magnum of the Outrunners Pro Wrestling Tag Team AEWs in Omaha Wednesday night. Jake, they've asked me to do a run-in. The music's going to hit.
Oh.
No, they didn't, but that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind joining the Outrunners, man. That was a fun interview. He had very short, concise, brief to the point answers, but dude, I immensely enjoyed that.
Yeah, absolutely.
He doesn't know who Hulk Hogan is. He doesn't know what a gimmick is. I love that. That's all awesome. I loved everything about that. That was a great interview. I actually want to go learn even more about them now that we got the chance to chat with Truth just a little bit. But back to the ESPN debate type and sports show debate type formats. So I read, Robert had put out 4 tweets. I read the first 2. To surmise, they create drama, controversy, sensationalism, hot takes, manufacture player criticism, over providing the facts, over talking about the actual athletes, things of that nature. Now, he did point out, okay, not everybody that's on these shows conducts himself in this way. Not everybody prioritizes this, okay? But then he goes on to say his last 2 tweets, and then you and I can debate the debate shows? Discuss. Okay, we discuss here. Few can provide analysis, constructive criticism on the sport, not make it personal, but entertaining, and do it with truth and integrity. It is hard to do it in a debate. Like, the show is designed for 2 people to yell at each other. That is the design of these shows. If you tune in and they're just calmly talking to each other, you're going to tune out. Like, that is the way the show is designed. That's what viewers expect. And so this is what it creates just by the design of the show. All right, sports media isn't supposed to be sports gossip media. Don't you miss how the media used to celebrate sports with balance? Again, this is Robert Griffin III, his 3rd of 4 tweets, okay, that I'm reading here. Don't you miss how the media used to talk about the teams, not just the same ones on repeat? Oh, good Lord, God, that is true. Nobody's talking about the Cavs. They've won 15 or more straight games in a row, and all anybody wants to talk about is the Lakers, who are probably going to make the playoffs. You don't even have to look it up. I'm not that interested right now. We'll get to the NBA when we get there, all right? But don't you miss when something negative was reported, it was properly sourced, actually true, and indisputable. I do, says Robert. Properly sourced. Properly sourced. I'm just going to repeat that. Properly sourced. And I'll let that universe just hang. I'll let that hang out in the universe. Athletes work their entire lives to build up their skills and reputation. Having an analyst turn into a gossip columnist and tear that down just to say something edgy or interesting is classless. Now, he has pointed out, not everybody does this, earlier in the tweets that I read before Magnum joined us. All right. The athletes deserve better coverage. The fans deserve better coverage and information. There are so many talented sports analysts out there doing amazing work and doing it the right way. Hopefully, one day we can get things back down the right path of authenticity and excellence and away from just controversy and exploitation of the athletes just to make more money. I'm not gonna lie to you. He nailed it. Like, the design of the sports debate show is entertaining, but what it turns into, it's about controversy and it's about putting the athletes in the middle. And if you're going to debate, it can't be, oh, LeBron's great because of this, and the other guy's, no, he's great because of this. It's, no, he's great because of this, or he's not great because of this. And I bring up LeBron, I want your take on this. I bring up LeBron specifically because I am not a LeBron fan. I have not been able to stand him ever since he went to Miami. First of all, I don't like creating the super teams. I like Derrick Henry, he openly talked about before the Super Bowl, he goes, I hope they both lose. When I watch some teams, and it tends to be in the NBA, it's these created super teams that don't always work out. You look at the Brooklyn Nets, never really worked out with Durant and Irving and everything up there. Okay. But then I feel like it's a bunch of friends playing each other, not a bunch of competitors trying to beat each other in whatever sport they're competing in. And that drives me nuts. And then something was pointed out. When LeBron first came out, he was a happy-go-lucky guy who was the most talented player on the court. It wasn't long, especially once Kobe retired. He was the best player in the world. And he was perfectly happy with being the best player on the court, being happy-go-lucky and passing to his teammates. You remember that guy?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I remember.
That was a very hesitant answer. Do you?
Oh, yeah,
I remember
that
guy. I like that guy. And then when he was 21, I can't stand Skip Bayless. That's just me personally. Ever since he dubbed Chris Bosh Posh Spice or whatever it was. When Roberts talked about making up nicknames, they make it personal. And the ironic thing was, it was pointed out that Skip Bayless couldn't even play on his varsity basketball team, and he got highly defensive. This is all years ago. Highly defensive. Highly demanded an apology from Jalen Rose, who said it. Which I was like, what? So you're going to make up disrespectful nicknames for the best basketball players in the world, and then when someone points out a fact about you, you're going to get insanely hypersensitive about it? At that point, I checked out on Skip Bayless. But I think back to LeBron and that happy-go-lucky guy who was unselfish, the best, the most talented player on the court, then the best player in the world, especially after LeBron or Kobe retired, and even maybe before Kobe retired, you could debate it. I'll never forget when LeBron was the ripe old age of 21 years old.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Said he doesn't have the clutch gene. There was I forget the exact playoff series that didn't go well. LeBron either missed the game-winning shot. I think he kept passing it or whatever. And he goes, he doesn't have the clutch gene. And then that's when the whole stupid goat debate started between him and Jordan when he was like 21. I'm like, this is the stupidest debate ever. You can debate it more now, but why don't we wait till LeBron's done and we have all the evidence, okay? I have no problem with putting LeBron in the top 5 or whatever you want to do. But I actually feel kind of bad. I look back and I'm like, I think those sports debate shows turned me against, well, it made LeBron a little bit angrier. He wasn't that happy-go-lucky guy. Different things changed. And so I think the debate shows negatively impacted him, which if I was in his place, I probably would have reacted similarly. And then it negatively impacted how I viewed, not just LeBron. He's the one I feel bad about because I look back and I'm like, man, had he not been talked about like that, would he have acted different and would I have viewed him different over the years? And would his actions over the years have been different, and I would have viewed those different. And so I actually kind of feel bad. But I don't know. Does it all come back to let's create controversy? Let's pit people against each other? Let's insult pro athletes instead of reporting the facts and letting people come to their own conclusions? What are your thoughts on all this? Does this kind of make sense as I'm laying it out? I don't watch these debate shows anymore. And even before Robert's tweet, I hadn't watched them for years. I think around the time Shannon went and joined Skip on Fox, Undisputed, I think that's when I kind of checked out on the whole thing. The sensationalism, the over-the-top. I just like, this is, and the insulting of athletes and name-calling. When Skip insulted Shannon, saying he wasn't even in Tom Brady's league or universe or what, that was the most, Tom Brady's the GOAT. What an asinine statement to make. I don't know. I hope this makes sense. What are your thoughts on all this, Jake? What do you make of this?
No, it absolutely makes sense. And it's been this way for years. Obviously, being in radio is kind of fun because it's been through, you know, I've been here since 2013 or, you know, took a couple of years off or whatever. But I've watched it kind of evolve and turn into that. It's kind of like when MTV used to play music videos. Mm. Everybody like, we loved MTV playing music videos. Well, we loved when ESPN played SportsCenter and it was highlights. And but now it's kind of turned to debate. And that's partially because You know, if you want highlights, you can go click on it. You can go find that pretty quickly. So part of it is just kind of the changing media landscape we've had. But they found out that people are engaged in debates. You're interested. And I mean, one of my favorite personalities growing up was Colin Cowherd. The reason why is he said something against Nebraska in like 2003. And I hated him. I was frustrated. I had to listen to him and see what he said so I could argue against him. And then over time, I realized that that's what, it, you know, if you just listen to somebody that agrees with everything you say, and I mean, there might be a spot for that, but it's not usually going to keep you tuned in. So I understand debate. There's definitely a skill to debate. But I do think the way that it's gone and so far without the, you know, these personalities, which by the way, Skip Bayless, Stephen A. Smith, you may dislike them, but man, are they successful in what they've done and what they've built. But I can't take anything they say seriously because I've been in, you know, I've been to that role or, you know, even if you were in high school debate, you've probably been asked before to debate something that you don't believe. And some people can be very skilled at just that skill, you know, just to debate something they don't believe. I've argued with a co-host of mine before, was pretty good at that. I'd say I could know I'm right and I could argue and, but you, by the end of it, yep, it will have sound like you won the debate because you're just very good at doing so. So, yeah, I mean, I always take that stuff with a grain of salt, but, it's definitely, I agree with you. You know, it doesn't draw me in, but it does draw ratings. And that's why they continue to run with these debate shows.
You make a great point. They made a lot of money doing it. At some point, it's got to run its course, though. By the way, why did MTV stop playing music videos? VH1, all these, like, they all did it, like, relatively the same time. Country music still has, like, their top 10 list. My father-in-law plays it, like, every Saturday morning whenever we're back over the summer or spring break or something. So country music or CMT still plays some country music videos. But why did they all stop? Can somebody tell me why? Clearly, it was a business move. I'm just kind of curious. I'm not privy to such things on the music end of things. You make a lot of great points. I do think what I don't like people are like, oh, wrestling's, first of all, they'll say wrestling's fake. No, it's not fake. Let me drop you off a 20-foot steel cage, hitting the face with a chair. It's very, very real, but predetermined. Okay. It's predetermined that this is what it's going to be. And so it's like, how do I even know that this guy's take is real? Maybe he was just told to take this side and he's just really good, like you said, and skilled at debating. So I don't even know that your take is real. How are you always on the opposite side of everything? I think it's the predetermined nature that's going to, no matter what, in some way, shape, or form, produce negativity and put the athlete in the center of it. So if you've got thoughts on this, folks, text in to this number. What is it, Jake?
402-464-5685.
And let us know your thoughts. When we come back, all right, Nebraska's transfer portal class. We looked at last year's. Jake looked at 2 years ago. We need more players to produce this year, honestly, than we had last year or the year before that, Matt Rhule's first transfer portal class, because that's going to make a big impact on Nebraska's season. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.